From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The British people had voted by a narrow margin to break away from the European Union, a move that some European leaders are labeling a grave mistake. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there is no doubt that this is a blow to Europe and to the European unification process. European Council President Donald Tusk spoke just after it was announced that Britain will leave the EU.
Over the past 2 days, I have spoken to all the EU leaders, I mean prime ministers and presidents, as well as heads of the EU institutions, about the possibility of a Brexit. Today, on behalf of the 27 leaders, I can say that we are determined to keep our unity as 27.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he knows Britain will remain a strong and committed NATO ally. This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees gathered outside the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia to protest the alleged crimes back home. The report now goes to the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide whether to adopt a resolution on the issue. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces who are protecting Afghan forces when they're being overrun by the Taliban. This is VOA News.